This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Millions of Americans who missed a chance to visit with family and friends last Thanksgiving because of the pandemic are expected to jam the roads and the airports now. The number of air travelers this week may be even higher than before the pandemic, say the experts. The AP's Julie Walker.
From Friday through Monday, the number of people flying in the U.S. was more than double the same days last year and only 8% lower than the same days in 2019. And the TSA is dismissing concerns it might have staffing shortages at airports because of the federal worker COVID vaccine mandate. White House officials said 93% of TSA employees are in compliance and they don't expect disruptions.
AP correspondent Julie Walker. For holiday travelers going by car, one big challenge may be the higher prices at the pump. The nationwide average for gasoline is $3.40 a gallon, according to the AAA. That's up more than 60% from last Thanksgiving. A lot of Americans are getting a jump on that holiday shopping. The AP's Shelley Adler has this.
With retail sales trending up, holiday shoppers should give stores a boost this year. Rod Sides is vice chairman for Deloitte Retail Practice.
Year over year, we're expecting an increase of about 12%. So the average spend is going to rise from $401 last year to $448 this year.
And after many people spent the holidays close to home last year due to COVID-19, shoppers are back to going for the experience in 2021. I'm Shelley Adler.
The number of Americans applying for unemployment plummeted last week to the lowest level in more than a half century. That's another good sign for the job market recovering from the pandemic recession. No verdict yet in the Ahmaud Arbery murder trial in Georgia, but the jury's back at it this morning, day two of deliberations. They'll decide whether three white men charged in the killing of Arbery, a black man, are guilty of murder. This is AP News. There's something unusual about Sweden's new prime minister. The AP's Charles de Ledesma.
Sweden has chosen Magdalena Andersson as Prime Minister. Andersson has been approved by Sweden's parliament as the country's first ever female Prime Minister, replacing Stefan Löfven as leader of the centre-left Social Democrats. The development marks a milestone for Sweden, viewed for decades as one of Europe's most progressive countries, but which has yet to have a woman in the top political post. The Social Democratic-leaning government has described itself as feminist, putting equality between women and men at the heart of national and international work. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The World Health Organization says coronavirus cases jumped by 11% in Europe in the last week, the only region in the world where COVID has continued to increase since mid-October. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.